counsel, Lucetta. Gentle girl, assist me. And e'en in kind love I do conjure thee, who art the table wherein all my thoughts are visibly charactered and engraved, to lessen me, and tell me some good mean how with my honour I may undertake a journey to my loving Proteus.
Alas, the way is wearisome and long.
A true devoted pilgrim is not weary to measure kingdoms with his feeble steps. Much less shall she that hath love's wings to fly. And when the flight is made to one so dear, of such divine perfection as Sir Proteus.
Better forbear, till Proteus make return.
Oh, knowest thou not, his looks are my soul's food. Pity the dearth that I have pined in by longing for that food so long a time. Didst thou but know the inly touch of love, thou wouldst as soon go kindle fire with snow as seek to quench the fire of love with words.
I do not seek to quench your love's hot fire, but qualify the fire's extreme rage, lest it should burn above the bounds of reason.
The more thou damn'st it up, the more it burns. The current that with gentle murmur glides, thou knowest being stopped, impatiently doth rage. But when his fair course is not hindered, he makes sweet music with the enamelled stones, giving a gentle kiss to every sedge he overtaketh in his pilgrimage. And so by many winding nooks he strays with willing sport to the wild ocean. Then let me go, and hinder not my course. I'll be as patient as a gentle stream, and make a pastime of each weary step, till the last step hath brought me to my love. And there I'll rest, as after much turmoil, a blessed soul doth in Elysium.
But in what habits will you go along?
Ooh, not like a woman, for I would prevent the loose encounters of lascivious men. Gentle Lucetta, fit me with such weeds as may beseem some well-reputed page.
Why, then, your ladyship must cut your hair.
No, girl, I'll knit it up in silken strings, with 20-odd conceited true love knots. To be fantastic may become a youth of greater time than I shall show to be.
What fashion, madam, shall I make your breeches?
That fits as well as... Tell me, good my lord, what compass will you wear your farthingale? Why, even what fashion thou best likes, Lucetta.
You must needs have them with a codpiece, madam.
Out, out, Lucetta. That would be ill-favoured.
A round hose, madam, now's not worth a pin, unless you have a codpiece to stick pins on.
Lucetta, as thou lovest me, let me have what thou think'st meet and is most mannerly. But tell me, wench, how will the world repute me for undertaking so unstayed a journey? I fear me it will make me scandalized.
If you think so, then stay at home and go not.
Nay, that I will not.
Then never dream on infamy, but go. If Proteus like your journey when you come, no matter who's displeased when you are gone, I fear me he will scarce be pleased with all.
That is the least, Lucetta, of my fear. A thousand oaths, an ocean of his tears, and instances as infinite as love warrant me welcome to my Proteus.
All these are servants to deceitful men.
Base men that use them to so base effect. But truer stars did govern Proteus' birth. His words are bonds, his oaths are oracles, his love sincere, his thoughts immaculate, his tears pure messengers sent from his heart. His heart as far from fraud as heaven from earth.
Pray heaven he proves so when you come to him.
Now, as thou lovest me, do him not that wrong to bear a hard opinion of his truths. Only deserve my love by loving him. And presently, go with me to my chamber, and take a note of what I stand in need of to furnish me upon my longing journey. All that is mine I leave at thy dispose. My goods, my lands, my reputation. Only in lieu thereof, dispatch me hence. Come, answer not, but do it presently. I am impatient of my tarriance.